KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. Is being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Goodyear!
Mom, did you know Grandpa Greg is a superhero?
Really, Jaden? Why do you say that?
Because he helps people in need and can do things that no one else can.
Like what?
Well, he can do all sorts of services for your car, truck, van, or SUV.
Okay, what kind of services?
Tires, oil changes, batteries, brakes, engines, and all-around tune-ups.
Oh, really? What else can the superhero Grandpa Greg do?
Well, he keeps everyone's vehicle in top running condition. His service is fast, and he does free pickup and delivery.
That's pretty impressive.
Plus, he's local, so you know you can count on him.
Wow, Grandpa Greg sure can do a lot. Tires, oil changes, batteries, brakes, engines, and all-around tune-ups. Plus, he has fast service with free pickup and delivery. How do you know all this?
Grandpa Greg told me.
It sounds like to me that Grandpa Greg really is a superhero. McAtee Tire and Service Center, stop in at 100 West 2nd Street in Atlantic or call
712-243-4413. Starting off with high school volleyball from last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Clarinda with a 3-1 win over Shenandoah. Glenwood swept Denison Schleswig 3-0. It was Harlan, a 3-1 win over Lewis Central. In Western Iowa Conference play, Missouri Valley, a 3-1 winner over AHSTW. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 3-0. Trainer was a 3-0 winner over IKM Manning. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Booyer Valley over Exira EHK 3-2. Cam was a 3-1 winner over West Harrison. Coon Rapids Baird 3-0 over Arweva. And Glidden-Ralston 3-2 over Peyton Sherdan. Also in quarter conference play, Griswold picked up a 3-0 sweep of Essex. Proud of Iowa play, it was Nottoway Valley 3-0 over Bedford. PCM beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-0. Lennox a 3-2 winner over Southwest Valley, and Wayne was a 3-2 winner over East Union. In other scores, Des Moines Christian 3-0 over ACGC, and Greene County picked up a couple of wins in a triangular, 2-0 over Panorama and 2-0 over South Central Calhoun, and then South Central Calhoun beat Panorama 2-1. The Audubon Wheeler volleyball team will not be competing for a couple of weeks. Audubon Activities Director Sean Burks issued a statement yesterday saying that all JV and varsity volleyball matches through October 5th have been canceled. The Wheelers will miss three upcoming dates on their schedule. One of them was last night against Underwood. They'll also miss matchups against IKM Manning and Trainer. No further details were given at this time. Also, in cross-country action, the Atlantic Trojans cross-country team had strong showings in the Class A section of the Creston Cross-Country Invitational on Tuesday night. The Atlantic boys team finished second, and Craig Allen Becker was the individual champion, the girls finishing third place behind a third-place individual performance from Taylor McCready. Glenwood won the girls' team race with 36 points, and it was Winterset, Atlantic, Creston, Lewis Central, followed by Clarinda, Red Oak, Sheraton, Thomas Jefferson, and Shan Essex. Individually, Braylon Baker of Creston was the girls' champ at 1956-10. Emma Hughes of Glenwood came in second, and then Taylor McCready there in third for Atlantic. On the boys' side, Glenwood with 54 points to win it. Atlantic was 10 points back with 64. Then it was Lewis Central, Thomas Jefferson, Winterset, Shenandoah, Clarinda, Red Oak, and Sheraton. The individual top 10, Craig Allen Becker led the way with a time of 16:34.10. Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central was second, and Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson came in third. Andrew Smith of Glenwood was the fourth place finisher. Also, the Earlham boys and girls came out on top of the Class B section of that Creston Cross Country Invitational on Tuesday. Lily Dixon of Earlham won the girls' race, and Jaden Dixon of Earlham won the boys' race. Earlham with 42 points to win the girls' team title. Mount Air came in second, followed by Nottoway Valley, Cam, East Union, and Southwest Valley. Individually, Lily Dixon of Earlham ran 20:49 to win it. Sophia Browers of Nottoway Valley was runner-up. McKenna Hogan of Lennox came in third. Also in the boys' side, Earlham with 21 points to win it. Nottoway Valley was second with 52. Then West Nottoway, Cam, East Union, Orient Maxburg, and Essex. Jaden Dixon of Earlham ran 16:28 to take the title. Zach Dixon of Earlham was second. Tyler Blay of West Nottoway was the third place runner. Nottoway Valley also had three other runners in the top five. Toby Bauer was fifth, Doug Berg was seventh, and Ben Braheny was ninth. The Harlan Cyclones cross-country team swept the podium at the Tri-Center cross-country invite on Tuesday in Neola. The girls' team scored 20 points to win, led by an individual title from Kaya Beaker. The boys' team scored 28 points to grab the title, with Trey Gross taking the individual gold. Harlan with 20 points and the girls' side to win. HSTW was second, followed by Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center, Exira EHK, Booyer Valley, and Missouri Valley. Beaker won the race with 20:28 as her time. Courtney Spore of Logan Magnolia was runner-up. Liv Friend of Harlan came in third, and then they took the fourth and fifth spots as well. Brecken Van Bale and Abby Albertson in those spots. Julia Cook of AHSTW finished in sixth. Also in the boys' side, Harlan with 28 points to win it. Missouri Valley was second with 59. Tri-Center, Woodbine, Booyer Valley, Logan Magnolia, East Mills, and the Iowa School for the Deaf rounding out the team's scoring. Trey Gross of Harlan ran 14:50 to win the boys' race. Breck Boroff of Missouri Valley was the runner-up. Landon Bindon of Woodbine came in third. Also, Harlan had the fifth through seventh place finishers and the ninth place finisher, Mitchell Ruschenberg, Reed Boardman, Ian Shelton, and then Caden Milliken, helping the Cyclones on to that victory. And also, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches released their weekly individual cross-country rankings yesterday, updating those notes. Just a few of those highlights. Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic ranked sixth in the 3A boys. Trey Gross of Harlan is ranked 12th. Braylon Baker of Creston ranked 17th in the 3A girls rankings. Taylor McCready checks in at number 27 this week. In 2A boys, Cole Dooley of Trainer is 10th. Baylor Bergen of Red Oak is 13th. Ella Waddle of Panorama is ranked 8th in the 2A girls rankings. Also, Georgia Paulson of Underwood, 15th. In the 1A boys, Brett McGee of Tri-Center is 6th. Jaden Dixon of Earlham is 8th. Zach Dixon of Earlham, 10th. And that's a few of those highlights. And then on 1A, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center, top-ranked. Courtney Spore of Logan Magnolia is 6th here currently. Let's look at those latest notes on the high school front. In Major League Baseball, Austin Gomber tossed 6 innings of 4-hit ball in a crucial spot start, leading the Cardinals to a 5-0 victory over the Royals. The Cardinals still trail the Chicago Cubs by 3.5 games in the NL Central, but they improved to 27-25 and edged ahead of Milwaukee and Cincinnati for the number 2 spot in the division. We'll have the Cardinals and Royals again for you tonight. 6:10 pregame, first pitch will be on the way at 7:05. Also, another news for the Cardinals, they have shut down Dakota Hudson for the season, transferring him to the 45-day injured list. Hudson left his start last Thursday against Pittsburgh after 2 innings with elbow tightness. The Cardinals president, John Mozeliak, said an MRI exam revealed a flexor tendon issue. Hudson went 3-2 with a 2.77 ERA in 8 starts. And in the NBA playoffs, Jamal Murray had 28 points, 12 assists, and 8 rebounds, and the Nuggets beat the L.A. Lakers 114-106 to cut the Lakers' lead to 2-1 in the Western Conference Finals. The Chicago Bulls announcing yesterday they've hired Billy Donovan as their new head coach. He spent the last 5 years with the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.